Divine Mercy, flood my soul. Coming to you right here on Radio Veritas, where the time is 7:15. And it's such a pleasure for me to speak to my own boss, my own superior, my prior, Father Chaka. Captain Motanyane, good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm all right, Emil. How are you?
Very, very well indeed, thank you. I saw you, 2 hours ago when we left the house together. You went to work, and here I am. Chaka, we are now, every year you have what we call a police day, and we thought let's talk a little bit about it, because I think it's on the 4th of February this year, we are once again celebrating police day. Tell us about it and what's happening.
On the 27th of February every year, we have what we call the police day, whereby we recognize our police and for the wonderful job that they do in protecting us, citizens of this country. So as the Catholic Church, the two dioceses, Archdiocese of Pretoria and Johannesburg, each year during around this time, we also come together to pray for our police. But not only the police, but also those who are in the security cluster,
right.
Our Metro Police, the people in the security industry, and our army, those who protected the borders of this country.
Mm-hmm. And when is this going to be, on the 27th of February, or when? When will it be?
On the 4th, the Saturday, the 4th of February.
This is going to be the 4th of February, and what's actually going to be happening?
It's just us Catholics coming together with our police, the army, the security, that we're going to pray for them on that day. That mass will be specially for them.
Where will
To ask God to continue to protect them.
Okay. Where will it take place? At what time?
It's going to be at the Sacred Heart Cathedral in Pretoria.
Okay. All right. On the 4th of February, at what time?
The Mass will start at 10 o'clock.
At 10 o'clock. And will the Archbishop be saying the Mass, or what's going to happen?
The Archbishop will be saying the Mass, Archbishop of Pretoria.
Okay, Archbishop Slattery. So that's the 4th of February at 10 o'clock in the morning at the Cathedral in Pretoria, special Mass. And so what happens at the special Mass now? It starts at 10 o'clock. Will all the many, many police be there in uniform? Will it be obviously a Mass with security personnel? I suppose people will come there from work or going to work or something like that?
Yes, they will be in their uniform.
Yes.
So what we'll do as a community is just to pray for them, for their safety. Like now, since we began praying, other churches began praying for the police, we see a lot of reduction in the police killings.
Yes.
Like for instance, 2016, there were fewer policemen and women who died in the line of duty. So we want to continue to pray that in 2017, we have 0%, that none of our policemen or women will die in the line of duty.
That must be your job now as a captain in the police force. You are a chaplain to how many police stations?
I'm responsible for 5 police stations, which is Alexandra, Bramley, Sandringham, Sandton, and Midrand.
Okay.
So what I do every morning I leave at 5 o'clock, I go to the parades, which begin at 5:45.
Right.
And I pray with them, I give them encouragement, and that they would be safe during the day as they execute their duties, and also to talk about ethics, that they should be responsible police men and women, that bribery and torture, they shouldn't be part of their lives.
Right.
They should just be happy for serving the community.
Yeah.
Yes.
Father Chaka, do the police men and women, do they accept you as a chaplain, or do they sort of look at you, you know, from the side of the eyes, so to speak? Are they happy to have a police chaplain? Do they come to you for help and advice and encouragement and counseling and that sort of thing?
Yes, they appreciate that there's somebody who looks after their spiritual needs, the enrichment that they get every morning. But I think we still have a challenge in terms of counseling. As we know that, counseling, if you go to counseling, you are seen as somebody who is weak, who cannot handle life issues. So we still have an issue with that, but we continue to encourage our police men and women to approach employee health and wellness, which is the chaplain, the social worker, and the psychologist. But if they are faced with any challenges, that they should approach us, come to us, and then we will be able to assist them in the challenges that they are faced with.
Do you also reach out to the husbands or the wives of the police?
Yes, we also, our responsibility is also to reach out to the families. But if the member has issues, but we also go to the families and to find out how can we assist the whole family.
Yes. All right. There was a time, I don't know whether it's happening much nowadays, where some of the police would commit suicide and things like that. That must be very difficult for you then.
It is very traumatizing because sometimes you are with somebody in the morning and in the evening you could get a call that the person has committed suicide, or worse, he has killed the whole family and has killed himself. It's very traumatizing. But I've always said to myself that, even though it's hard, it's difficult, somebody has to do it.
Yes.
That's what keeps me going, that I wake up and say, even if I make a difference in one life, I will have done my duty.
Do you find that people accept you as a Catholic priest, as a chaplain in the police?
I think one thing that we're taught is that when we join the police, we become chaplains. It's not about us being Catholics or Methodists or Anglicans. It's just us as being pastors who come and preach the word of God. So, but I am accepted by everybody.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Without beating my own drums, I'm loved. I'm loved by the police men and women.
Oh, that's lovely.
That
that's nice to hear that. Nice to hear that, Chaka.
Yes.
And so how long have you been in the police force now?
This is my 7th year.
7 already? My goodness gracious.
7 already. Our time goes fast.
Phew. I still remember when you were starting. 7 years already. Anyway, you do a good job there, and it's nice to know that you are loved by your police men and women. Are there many women in the police service now?
No, I think it's still dominated by the males.
Yeah.
But we have few good women. But now, since the dawn of democracy, women are taking very crucial positions in the police. Hopefully, young girls, young women will see this as a career, but they will also want to come in and serve the community.
In 2016, I remember we had a couple of projects, and one of them was your project, where you were providing or collecting sanitary towels for the young girls in Alexandra. Did that go very well?
We still continue with the project.
Okay.
We are doing very well because every 2 months we provide for the girls that we have adopted as a police station.
Right.
And this last weekend, I got a big donation of sanitary towels from our Catholic Women's League in Soweto, of which I'm very appreciative, and I'm very thankful that they made that donation.
That's very, very nice. So if anybody still would like to contribute sanitary towels, you would still accept them? There's an ongoing need for these things?
Yes, there's a great need for them.
Right.
It's something that we never thought of, we took for granted.
Mm.
But now that we are doing it, we see the need that, you know, young girls, young women who will miss school because of they are on chiros, and, you know, that is the time we said, but as a community, that's something that we should be engaged in to help these young women that they should not miss school.
Right.
So that, you know, education, because, you know, once they are educated, there's something that nobody can take away from them.
That's right.
So we need to contribute to help them to be able to be at school every day.
Well, congratulations on that, Father Chaka. It's really nice to know that we have been participating in this campaign. And I want to encourage our listeners that if anybody would like to make contributions of sanitary towels to help these young girls go to school, please drop them off here at Radio Veritas. Give us a call and say you've got sanitary towels, you'd like to make them available, or here's a donation to buy the sanitary towels. But let's see whether we can help Father Chaka and the police, who are doing such a wonderful job, who risk their lives every day for you and for me. So let's see whether we can help them in some ways with sanitary towels. Drop them off here at Radio Veritas. Even if it's a lorry load of towels, it would be wonderful if you could do that. Father Chaka, I really hope that we... Yes?
And also just to say a word of gratitude to those who contributed last year. It made a huge difference, and may God continue to bless them.
Well, I'm thrilled to hear that, and I feel very honored that we at Radio Veritas have been able to do something like that, to participate in a meaningful sort of way. Father Chaka, I wish you well with this 4th of February South African Police Day, which is going to be a mass celebrated in Pretoria in the cathedral by the Archbishop, starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. And hopefully you're going to have lots and lots and lots of members of the police service there. Do you have your own choir?
Yeah, we have a choir from our Catholic Church in Tembisa that will be singing during the Mass.
Okay. You know, as you're talking, I'm saying to myself, you know, it would be wonderful if we could even broadcast such a Mass live. It would be a wonderful thing.
Yes,
make a big impression, yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, Father Chaka, there it is. Thank you very much for talking to me and informing us about this day. Lots of success with that, and keep safe and keep up the wonderful work that you're doing to bring joy and hope and encouragement to the people who look after us out there on the streets.
Thank you very much, Emil, and thank you to Radio Veritas for availing themselves always in assisting me in my ministry. Thank you so much, and God bless.
Thank you so much indeed, Chaka. Have a lovely day.
Thank you.
Thank you. There it is. Now, 28 minutes past 7, that's my prior, Father Chaka Mutanyane. He's a captain in the South African Police Service, talking to us about the Police Day, which is going to be happening in the cathedral in Pretoria on the 4th of February. Mass at 10 o'clock in the morning when we come together as the dioceses of Johannesburg and Pretoria to pray for all people who are involved in the security police services in whatever way. So if you do come along, it'll be lovely to have you come along and celebrate with us on the 4th of February in Pretoria in the cathedral starting at 10 o'clock. The time is now going on for 29 minutes past 7.